Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin? As I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flow, surely to the sea. Darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand. Take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Well, thank you, and welcome to Top of the Down on the Podcast with me, Adam Mogie, and Jamie Henry. Jamie, how's it going?
Fucking better after that. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Mate, fuck me, the king is back. Fucking king. King never left.
Do you want to hear something really fucking funny? Do I remember going through like jobs and stuff, and like people ask me what I wanted to do and stuff. I remember thinking, I wonder if I could do an Elvis impersonator. I swear to fuck, I was thinking we'd get the suit, right? Getting the fucking suit. I just going about doing a fucking Elvis impersonator. Going like the big Elvis fucking thing in Vegas. They do that, they all fucking travel over and shit.
I mean, when we went to Vegas, there's a photo of me and Barley beside the guy, an Elvis impersonator. He was in one of those fucking mobile scooters. He didn't do anything. He just drove around. I was that drunk. I think I gave him 50 quid, but he didn't sing. He had the full on white fucking Elvis suit on, the sideburns, and he just drove around. And people just give him money. I was like, give us a tune. He's like, I don't sing. What the fuck?
And I think they're all fucking shit too. They're all shit. It's just an easy fucking job. Just go and dress up. That's it. You're landed.
Mate, that's one of my favourite songs, that, though. I fucking love that song.
Whoa. I think, man, some hits.
See. What a song. Anyway, what's the crack? What's the crack, mate?
Fuck, I'm in pain, Jamie. I'm in a lot of pain here at the minute.
Mentally, physically? Your teeth hurting again?
All of it? No, they're not. They've actually given me a fucking break for a couple of weeks. I'm actually, next Monday, I go and get them fucking sorted. But it's my back and my fucking neck. I don't know what's wrong with me. I was up the Giants Causeway last week. Like, I was going up the fucking, do the steps, the Giants Causeway. Yeah. And like, I turned around to look, to see what the fucking kids were at. And that was it, the fucking neck and all had gone. I was like, for fuck's sake. I'm so fucking unfit. I feel like I'm fucking built out of Play-Doh.
That's what it's like. It's like shit fucking Lego. Mate, me and you, you're quite the pair. Because Anna's actually booked me in to see a chiropractor for my neck next Friday. She's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'll book you in the chiropractor because your neck's playing up. Like, mate, it just keeps cracking. Like, I keep twisting my neck and it's cracking. I don't know what it is. She says it's because I sleep with, like, two massive pillows. I can't sleep with any less than two thick pillows. Like, and... Uh-huh. She's like, I booked you into the chiropractor. And I was like, I'm an idiot. I was like, it's not my feet that's hurting, it's my neck. And she goes, yeah. Fucking. Yeah, fucking chiropractor. I was like, okay. So I'm going there next week. And man, I'm just falling apart. You know where I went last week or 2 weeks ago for the first time in about 17 years?
Did you go to the dentist?
Aye, mate. Went to the dentist.
Yeah, they must have given you a fucking telling off.
You know it's bad whenever he goes open wide and he sort of goes he keeps sniggering like is it how long it's been? Well, you know what, mate? For 17 years I need three fillings in my top row of teeth. Three fillings and that's it. He says, to be honest with you, it's not a massive rush, but I would do it because you've got three small cavities in the top. He said, that's it. So I'm going to book that in, but it's bloody expensive. So I'm going to try and become an adult and actually put myself on like a health plan or something. But I think, mate, I couldn't even bloody believe the feel of my teeth, like, because they ground everything down, they cleaned it and they polished it, and Jesus Christ, man, I walked out and I was like, felt like the mask, you know, like his teeth were.
Yeah, what the fuck do you yours with a fucking kangaroo drill?
Mate, that's what it felt like, though. Every 2 seconds, my face must have been screwed up, because he was like, are you okay? And I was like, aye, but like, and you could just hear that, you know, that little, I don't know, what is it? Is it a drill? Yeah.
That fucking sound. Yeah.
There must have been some shit coming off that. But then I goes to him, I was like, mate, so should I be flossing? And he goes, mate, I wouldn't worry about flossing. You should be brushing your teeth first. All right, mate.
Fuck's sake. No, when that's fucked, I'm like, you see at the minute, I can turn one way, but see if somebody's talking to me the other way, I have to turn my whole body around. Mate, like a fucking robot.
Man, I'm the same. I don't know what's happened. I can't turn my neck to the left. If I do, it's like someone like throwing a pool ball against the wall. It's like... It cracks.
That's all. We're getting on now, Jimmy. That's it. We're getting on. We're done.
So welcome back to up north and fucking over it. over the hill.
up
fucking up north, miserable up bastard.
Up north and 6 feet under.
I was going to say up north and under pressure, but 6 feet under is a bit better. Oh, fuck me.
So, I've done my first wee stand-up on Saturday there in fucking 7 years, or whatever it was.
Happy days, how'd it go?
Went all right, like, nobody hit me or anything, so it went okay. No, I've done nearly fucking 40 minutes, just, most of it was fucking, a lot of it was unscripted, just sort of taking a piss, but like, that's it, it was nice to get that wee feel again, just give me a nice wee buzz, the adrenaline rush.
Happy days. Did you get many laughs?
No, not one. But I enjoyed it.
Oh, fuck me.
That's all good. And then that's it. I was up at the Giants Causeway and a nice wee fucking week off. It's great. But most of it spent in pain.
Well, what have you done to your neck? Did you do anything to it, or you just don't know?
I don't fucking know. It just came on me.
Fuck's sake, like, falling apart. Adam.
I know. If it was, get some tablets in you. Try a couple of naproxen, and you're sitting there wiped out, watching fucking episodes of shit.
Well,
you're going, fuck me, I shouldn't have took the four of them.
Well, I'm starting to play five-a-side football tomorrow night for the first time in a couple of years. And
right,
fuck me, I don't know. I don't know how I'm gonna go. I'm sort of eager because I was playing. It's probably been about 5 years since I've played constantly, but I've been off the cigarettes for about fucking. Since December, so about eight months or something. I'm doing a lot of
breathe again.
Walking. I know, and that's it, mate. That's what it feels like. I was walking today, and it's really cold over here, and you know that real fresh air. I took a big deep breath, and you know, I felt like an old prick because I walked, and I think I actually said to myself, "Oh, that's the life," or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. I bet your fucking teeth said the same. Going, what the fuck's that coming in, Alice?
Oh fuck! But I've joined this bloody social league. Right. In the city, and it's like you just apply, you just put your name down as an individual or whatever, and they just put you in a team. So it's basically just a, you know, they put you in a team where random people. So I'm gonna rock up tomorrow. I'm either gonna end up with a fucking the boys from the Big Green or Real Madrid. You know what I mean? It could go fucking two ways.
Yeah, that's funny. I was laughing over there. I was obviously watching the football. The Euros was on. I was watching it. I just always sat there watching it. And there's men all around the fucking, all around Europe watching this, shouting fucking abuse, shouting, go fuck me, give it wide. And he needs to move faster. And I'm shouting these sort of things while I'm sat here eating a fucking pizza with my tits hanging out. Like as if I would do the same. Do you know what I mean?
It's so true, though. It's so fucking true. Like,
He should be getting there quicker, and I'm fucking trying to pick up Doritos off my fucking nipples.
Man, I struggled to get up to watch it. Anna had it all bloody recorded, or not recorded, like streamed to the TV for me and all in the bedroom. And I bloody slept through it. I woke up and there was like 7 minutes left of extra time. And then I just watched the penalties, and then I went into work a bit late. I was like, I was just up watching the football. Give it! Fucking hell. Fucking unlucky. Like, honestly, like, I don't know. I don't know where I stand with England. Like, I don't support them at all. But you need to fucking give it to them. And I agree with a lot of the stuff going around. Like, fuck me. You know, we qualified. The last time I was home, I think we qualified. And I, like, we're still celebrating it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean, though? And that's the thing. Of course you're going to fucking celebrate it, but I am, like, your three young fellas, fuck me. Like, especially your wee man, Saka, fuck me. Imagine that. 19 years of age. Biggest fucking kick of anyone's career, never mind just his. You know what I mean? Anyone who stood up and done that would have had the biggest pressure ever.
Yeah. I'm pretty confident I would have put it away, like.
What, the pizza you were eating or the fucking penalty kick?
The penalty, I'd have put it away. Top corner. Without feel. Every time.
I would have tripped over before I reached the ball.
I don't know. I might have reached the net.
Maguire's with some fucking penalty.
Oh, I fucking rifled that.
I'll tell you what, though, it's funny because Georgia was watching it with us, and his face came on. His face just came on, and she just started laughing. Fucking slab head.
Yeah.
He's an unusual critter.
He is. But that's it. It's all over. Let the fucking season start it now. Forget about it.
Fucking dying.
But Jimmy, we put up questions and we got a few answers, or people looking to know some questions, but the one that came up a lot of times was movies. People wanted to know our favourite movies and shit like that, which I didn't think anybody really any interest in, but a lot of people asked us.
I think, like, because they just know we're lazy bastards and we don't do anything else but fucking watch shit.
Hello.
But I swear, man, I don't think anyone on this earth has watched as many movies as you have.
No, I know. That makes you sound like a real sad cunt, too.
No, but I would put money on that. And me and you talk about this all the time. Because me and you are in the movies big time, right? Like, massively.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll talk about shit. And even movies we haven't seen or we don't like, we know shit about it. You know what I mean? You'd know, like, what movies they were in before, who directed it, what it's about, what it's inspired by, you know, fucking outtakes, all this shit. But then we always laugh about how when you're talking to other people about movies, you always dumb it down. We always dumb it down. It's like, what's that movie all about? What? Step Brothers? Step, I don't know. Who's in that one? Is that Will Smith? Oh, Will Ferrell, that's it. I think I've seen it. And then May will come back with something that's like, fucking hell, how do I know that? So you have to ramp it up a bit. Well, yeah. Actually, it was made in 2007, originally. Brad Pitt was originally starring in it, you know. Fucking need to shut him up.
I tell him about how much the fucking lighting cost. they're trying to outdo me, you prick.
But everyone seems to be in these days, and you talk about movies, it's either fucking Harry Potter or Marvel. Fuck ass.
They're both shite.
Fucking shit. Expelly fuck ass.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it either. I mean, I tried, but I couldn't. Couldn't get into it. It's not for me, Harry Potter. It's just not for me. Wizards and shit. it just sort of upsets me. It upsets me. She's watching it going, this is a load of fucking shite.
So, what's the last film you saw in the cinema?
In the cinema?
Well, it's probably been a while. It's not open there in a minute, is it?
It's open again there now, but there's nothing there. It's really tickled my fancy. But then I have watched a couple of things illegally. But I did watch that The Father. It's a good show.
You were sending me clips of it when I was working. It was fucking crying.
But that's it. I like films that fucking make me cry. Like, I'm that sort of cunt. I like a good cry at a film. But then, oh, mate, I'm not emotional. I'd cry at like fucking adverts and shit that come on the TV nowadays.
Oh, mate, me too. There's one movie right? We'll do this. We'll name a few movies that make each other cry. I know one right. That you cry at. You would cry at right now if it come on. People will laugh at how random this is.
Go for it.
Stepmom.
Ah, horrible film. Good, it's a good film, but fuck me, it breaks my heart every fucking time. I've seen it like about 50 times, and I've only seen the ending like once because I can't sit through it.
Yeah,
that's fucking awful. I'm switching that off.
Will she die?
I don't want to ruin it for anybody that hasn't watched it yet.
I think, is it Susan Sarandon? Susan Sarandon and Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Aye, fuck. Great. She dies, obviously.
Cheers, Jimmy. Heartbreaker.
There's one. What else? What else to make you cry? Stepmom. Okay, no, my one is The Champ.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. Hi, it's Elias. I love sending you the fucking YouTube clip at the end of it.
Oh, fuck me, man. But I'm a weirdo. I Google shit like that maybe once every couple of months just to fucking cry. to feel something.
I see now I don't need to. I sort of cry then. I mean, I open the fridge, there's nothing in it, I start to cry.
And then that Val Kilmer that'll make you fucking cry.
Yeah.
I used to fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Oh my god, like, he got electric at night, Jimmy. I no worries. And then, you know, it'll be like 5 minutes before he comes home. For fuck's sake.
No, nowadays I'm like, fuck's sake, you can't even put a pound in. Keep me going for another day. Got a pound one.
Fuck me.
So, somebody said, what's your top five favorite films? Jimmy, go for it.
Top five? Fuck me.
Yeah.
Mate, you didn't even give me a chance to fucking think of these. All right, top five, mate, and you would know them.
Yeah, I do.
All right, number five, mate. The Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh.
Fucking, if you haven't seen The Breakfast Club, It's fucking amazing. Amazing. I'm going to sing. I've just decided this now. I'll sing the classic song from it at the end. Sing us out. Anything 80s, okay. Mate. Anything 80s. I'm obsessed with it. I did a media degree, mate, if you don't know. So I know all about movies and stuff, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I did a presentation on this in 2006 at Tech in Trosston Avenue. And I think I got a distinction, mate. Fucking brilliant. I had to bring the DVD in. I remember sitting up the night before watching the scenes over and over. But it's just one of those movies, mate, I could watch constantly. And
how's that degree panned out for you?
It's fucking really good, mate. Really good. So good. I'm able to, you know, with the skills I've acquired, I'm able to stick my face onto other people's faces and yours as well. Just put it on.
Yeah. You must have been gutted when fucking Activision closed down. Fuck, there was my job. Gone.
Fuck up. What the fuck are you doing, wanker? Fucking. You lasted fucking 2 weeks at Tech and fucking sport. What are you doing, sports medicine?
But I still got my fucking the award. I don't know how, because I never went there.
Do you remember the time we were there in the phone box in Ballymena and I phoned in sick for you?
Yeah. Yes.
This is Adam. Who's this? This is Adam's dad. No, it's not. It is. It's his dad. Well, and then you're slingering in the background and he's like, tell Adam he better be in here in the next 20 minutes. And I'm like, he won't be in, unfortunately. There's no need to take that tone with me in the fucking middle of Ballymena.
If it's just it's Adam's father. No, it's not. Did he give me a chance?
It is. Oh, dear.
Raid number four.
Number four, mate, would be Stand By Me.
Uh-huh.
Stand By Me, another 80s classic. River Phoenix, Corey Feldman, the usual. Based on a Stephen King novella, The Body. Fucking lethal. You've seen it, haven't you?
Of course I have.
Again, fucking music, you know, the song in it. It's just class, mate. It's just a fucking class film. And I remember years ago, before you had Netflix and all, like at the late 90s, like panicking that I would never see it again because you couldn't, not everything was on DVD. And, you know, you had to wait for something. You had to wait for the TV guide to come out and you'd look every week, what's on?
Yeah.
That's on this fucking Tuesday, we had to tape it. But that would be number four, mate. Number three. Me, mate.
You cut out there, going ahead.
Yep. So number three would be, fuck, I don't know about the orders of these things. Number three would probably be American Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
That's one movie, mate, that I just, you, like, now it's a bit, like, people probably fucking, you know, cancel me now because Kevin Spacey's in it. But
here, that's my number. That's my number one.
Yeah,
like, number one,
100%. It's just such a fucking film. It's just incredible, and you know you appreciate it even more when you realize how miserable life is. You know what I mean? Fucking, you know, you grow up. I haven't watched it in a long time, but that would be, yeah, it's definitely up there. I sort of knew it would be in your top couple, so I didn't want to do number one. Number two, fuck, there's so many though, mate. There's so many. Number two for me would be, let me see. I don't know. I can't, you say, like, I need to do a few fucking mentions here. Like, you know how big I am on the Rocky movies and stuff like that. But I can't put any of them in because I'm not going to do any franchises or anything. Number two for me, mate, I'd probably say Got so many in my head. Let's see. Probably.
The suspense is killing everybody here.
No one gives a fuck. Probably. I'm going to say Cool Runnings. Fucking Cool Runnings, mate. I dare anyone to fucking. Well, in all honesty, any John Candy movie, Uncle Buck, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But Cool Runnings, if that's on, and you know what my dad's like, mate? My dad doesn't really like movies or watch movies, but there's two movies he'll watch if they're on. Cool Runnings, mate. Cool Runnings and An Officer and a Gentleman.
That's a great film.
Fucking Cool Runnings, mate. You just can't beat it. If it's on, it's like, fucking stop what you're doing. Unreal. And then, last but definitely not least, will you guess what it is?
Is this your number one?
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. I thought, to be honest, it was going to be Stand By Me.
Yeah, you're eating maggots, Michael.
Oh, Lost Boys.
Aye, mate. Lost Boys, number one.
Cry, fucking little sister.
Thou shalt not cry. I'm with your mother. What a fucking film. Just like
better film.
The soundtrack, I think that's my most played thing on Spotify, like that soundtrack. Again, Corey Feldman, Joel Schumacher fucking directed it. Classic, brilliant cast. I just constantly obsessed with that movie, and no one really appreciates it or like, a lot of people obviously know it, but over here, like, yeah. I feel that I'm just constantly showing it to people. Hey, how you doing? You ever seen The Lost Boys? Sorry, what? Lost Boys. I never heard of it. Yeah, Corey Haim, Corey Feldman. No. Never seen it? No, all good. Diane Weist. Fuck me.
Remember we asked the mate of ours, we said, mate, what's your favourite film? He says The Hills of Eyes 2. Do you remember that? I remember seeing him. What was the first one like? I haven't seen it.
But mate, this is the thing, right? This is the thing. That exact mate, do you remember the time we had to sit in and wait for him to finish watching a movie? We were in Magaluf and we were about to go out and a movie came on the TV and we were sort of just half watching it when we got ready. He sat there and he was sitting there and fucking, we were like, are you ready yet? And he was, no, I fucking want to see what happens at the end of this. This is fucking some film. This is definitely be top five, this one. And we were like, what is it? This fucking shark girl? No, it wasn't. It was Sky High.
Yes.
Sky High.
Was it? What I think, was it that, what's the fucking, what's Shark Girl and Lava Boy or some shit?
Yeah. Was it that one or was it Sky High with fucking Kurt Russell or something?
I was one with Kurt Russell. It was definitely Kurt Russell in it. Yeah, the fucking suit.
Sky High. This is fucking good, this one. But you do, mate, you always have those fucking, you have those people and their favourite films. It's like, what's your favourite film? Oh, have to be The Condemned. Fucking, I'm not knocking it, like, it's a fucking great movie, but oh, it would have to be probably, let's have a look, I'd say Rush Hour 2. Rush Hour 2, The Condemned, or Walking Tall.
What's your favorite comedy movie? Well, I do like Dr. Dolittle 3. First two weren't great. The third one's a smasher.
The Hills of Eyes too. Oh, fucking hell.
It's probably because he looked like one of them, for fuck's sake.
He's from up in fucking parts, wasn't he? The outskirts of fucking Ballymena. He thought it was a documentary. It's a documentary here about Brashean. Come on.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, dear.
Hello, Abbott.
Fuck me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, a couple of people in Brashean are switched off. Sorry.
Oh, dear. Fuck me. Oh, dear.
There's your man from McMahon. Oh, shit. All right. Welcome back. What would be your top five, mate?
Well, see, I'll go the other way then, because I said American Beauty's number one. American Beauty is number one fucking brilliant film. What a film. Like, I'd watch it a couple of times a year, easy.
Yeah.
Despite what Kevin Spacey done, you have to give him a fucking A for that performance.
Man, even like most of his earlier performances, Usual Suspects,
yeah,
you know, fucking unreal. Unreal. But, you know, he is a fucking creepy nunt. So.
Hello. Yeah, that'd be number one.
What are we, two?
Good film. If you haven't seen it, get it fucking watched. Trust us. Number two would be, it's a dark comedy, be The Cable Guy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
With Jim Carrey.
The password is penis.
Yeah, it's a real fucked up film. Really fucked up.
Brilliant.
It's really dark, but it's funny as fuck. That'd be so number good. Two.
Yeah.
Number three would be, it wouldn't be my favorite, but it was probably the best film I've ever watched. It's Life is Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was looking up at Anna's fucking DVDs there for inspiration, and I was going to say that, but it wouldn't be my favorite, but it's probably one of the best films as well that I've seen. It's fucking incredible.
That's class.
It's horrible. It's fucking horrible.
It's horrible, but fuck. It's unbelievable. It's obviously about the Nazi camps.
Yeah, comedy. Fucking horrible.
But there's the thing is, it has good comedy in it. It is funny, and it's starting to get everything.
Yeah.
But it'll fucking break your heart.
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah.
Be another comedy. And I watched it the other day, and it would be The Wedding Singer.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Class.
Oh, man. Like, that's the thing, too. The guy kept saying to Anna, I was like, you need to watch this movie. And she's like, oh, I've never seen it. I was like, how can you have not seen The Wedding Singer? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
But see the soundtrack of it. The soundtrack of it is class. It is from start to finish. The soundtrack is amazing.
So fucking good, that movie. I love it.
Yeah, I watched it the other day. Like, I think I watched it a few weeks ago as well. But yeah, now I'm talking about these here, I'm thinking of other fucking films that are definitely up there in amongst that fucking category, because you put the likes of Mrs. Doubtfire up in there.
Yeah, and we watched that. Like, George is really into that, and it's like such a proud moment too, you know, when your daughter asks you to watch Mrs. Doubtfire. Can we watch Mrs. Doubtfire? Like, fucking right we can. You know, because...
But it, see, when you break that film down, it's fucking heartbreaking too. It's just a man doing what he can to go and see his kids.
I know. And like,
it's heartbreaking.
You know, we both know how we feel about Robin Williams. Like, fuck me. When I heard he died, it broke my heart. Like, I honestly felt like fucking calling in sick to work. I was fucking heartbroken.
I think I sent a sympathy card to his wife.
Fucking horrible. And the thing was, well, someone phoned me to tell me, and I was like, did you say Robbie Williams? And they're like, no, Robin. I was like, for fuck's sake. No offense to Robbie Williams, like, fucking don't mind the man. But what was number five?
Number five is a toss up between two, Jimmy. It's between two, and I'll probably get fucking slated for these two. Both of them, but you cannot. Anybody tells you they don't like these films,
The Hills of Eyes, too. Fucking wrong turn.
It's The Hills of Eyes 3 and 4. No, I'll probably get, honestly, if anybody hasn't, anybody doesn't like these two films, really needs to catch a fucking grip on themselves, because they're easy. The two of the easiest watch films ever.
Can I guess what they are?
Yes.
Or what's the genre?
Love.
All right. Grease.
Number one, yep.
Is that one of them?
That's one of them.
Yep, Grease. Mate, hands down. I fucking...
What a film.
It is fucking right, it is. It's class. Absolutely pure class, that movie. Grease and... is it around the same era?
No, but it's the same sort of... Not the same sort of... it's the same sort of... I don't know, but it would be. Not the same era, but...
High School Musical?
It's up there. No, it's up there with the fucking cheesiness of Grease. Can we give you a clue?
Aye.
She's like the wind.
Oh, fucking through my trees. Dirty Dancing, mate. Fucking hell.
I carried the watermelon.
She's like the wind. What a song. Wait, Patrick Swayze. Fucking hell, you could have my baby, yeah. That man. What a man. Man's man.
Not the more.
Adam.
Not the more. I mean, how good is Dirty Dancing? That's a fucking feel-good film, Matt.
I've had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long.
Remember a time in Magaluf where you fucking went and done the lift and you fell into the DJ booth?
Yes. I know. I think if I had been smarter about it, you should have lifted me.
Fuck up, you cheeky bastard. Don't do another episode tonight. I know worries, mate. And then I hop on, you just fucking take a piss. Oh, Jesus.
But another film that does creep into there, and I actually watched it the other day too, and it's called Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's up there. And, one of my fucking favorite films. Class.
It's brilliant. And like it's similar to, not similar to Cable Guy, but it gets slated, like Jim Carrey gets slated for Cable Guy as if it's one of the worst movies he's done. It's not. Yeah. It's one of the best films he's done. Eddie Murphy gets sort of slated a little bit for Life. Life is fucking incredible. Like, it's actually one. It's my favorite Eddie Murphy film. Another movie.
It is on.
Huh?
Life is on Netflix at the moment too. Get it fucking watched.
I mean, probably not.
Get it watched.
Probably not this one over here. Fuck's sake, all they've got is Round the Twist and fucking Crocodile Hunter.
Muriel's Wedding.
You're terrible, Muriel. Another one of yours, mate. Another one of yours would be Nothing to Lose.
Nothing to Lose, yeah. Yeah, it's a great fucking film. I actually forgot about it.
Fucking, there's a spider on your head.
Tim Robbins. Hey, Tim Robbins, isn't it?
It's weird because it didn't sound right, but it is. Tim Robbins? Shawshank? That's an R thing, yeah. Too. Like, you know, if you asked 20 people their top 10 movies, you could guarantee most of them would have Shawshank Redemption and Green Mile in it. You know what I mean?
I don't think the Green Mile is all that great.
Like, we started watching it again the other day because I was like, oh, we'll give this a go. And then I realized it was like 3.5 hours long. Like, for fuck's sake.
It's too long for me.
It's good, I know. But
it's too fucking long.
Other ones, like, for me, Goodfellas. Like, Goodfellas is one of those ones that I fucking love it. But I don't think I would ever put it in a list of mine. I don't know. I think it just goes without saying sort of thing. You know what I mean? It's, like, too easy.
Yeah, and there's another easy one, which is one of my favorites, but I wouldn't have put it on my list, which would be Braveheart.
Yeah. But there's other ones I love, like fucking Donnie Darko, fucking, what else would I put in there? Officer and a Gentleman's one of mine, like, I fucking love that film.
Love lift me up where we belong. That's that song, isn't it?
Your flash, I went and saw. I actually went to the cinema on Sunday. Went and saw the new Space Jam.
Well, how'd that go?
Have you seen it?
No, I don't think I will, mate, to be honest.
Mate, this sums it up, right? We watched the original the day before, and, you know, it's one of Anna's favourite fucking movies, and, you know, be up there with me too, like, you know, pure kids, nostalgia, classic. And whenever we walked out, I was like, Georgia, did you like that? And she was like, oh yeah, I loved it. It was better than the first one.
Uh-huh.
And I sort of like gasped a bit, and I looked at Anna and I was like, it's sort of, that sums it up though. It's like, new kids these days would like, it's just made for kids these days. Like, they put so much into it, right? So what I will say is, because it's a Warner Brothers movie, they've just taken basically every character that belongs to like anything that Warner Brothers owns, and they've just chucked them in there. They're not in it for long, but they'll be in the crowd, or they'll mention them, or they'll see them. And, you know, Flintstones, the Jetsons, Harry Potter, The Matrix, King Kong, Godzilla, Superman, Batman, you know, all those like fucking Warner Brothers properties, like, they're in there somewhere. Yeah. Gremlins, you know, and they whacked them in there just for like, oh, look, there's them, there's Pennywise, you know, all this shit. And George is like, oh, look at that, look at that. And it's just lazy because they've just done that so people don't fucking fall asleep. But I don't know. I'm obviously not into fucking basketball that much, so I don't know any of the jokes and shit.
Really?
Fuck up. But there was one or two little throwbacks to the first one. That just sort of like, all right, happy days.
You know, Bill Murray didn't make an appearance today.
Who?
Bill Murray didn't make an appearance today.
No. fucking. I was going to try and make a joke of someone else beginning with Murray. Couldn't think of any. Al. fuck me, Al Murray makes an appearance. But I mean, I know you won't like it, but, you know, I fucking love going to the cinema regardless of what it is, so that was good. She's trying to go in to see Black Widow, but I have no interest, but I'll go get a fucking chalk top and a popcorn.
That's another fucking superhero things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shite.
But do you remember, remember the amount of times we've been to the cinema? Remember the time we went to the cinema in Antrim? And someone, I don't know what happened, but someone kept making noise or whatever, and there was a guy behind us, and it was like, we would have been like 14. And yeah. I think we're sitting there. I remember we were with a couple of girls that we hung around with at the time, and there was a couple of like older guys behind us, and they sat down, and people were talking or whatever, and you just heard him going, the next person to make a noise is getting knocked the fuck out. And me and you looked at each other, and we were like, oh, fuck. We both had a bag of honky. We both had a bag of honky dories. Like, for fuck's sake. We're sucking on them. We're not biting them. Like, fuck me.
Oh, dear.
Fucking longest bag of crisps of my life. I was like, fucking sucking on the salt and vinegar. Oh, dear.
But see, I used to like going to the cinema with you because you watch the fucking film. So we go to the cinema and somebody fucking talks through it. I fucking hate that. Even when you're watching a film with somebody, that does my fucking tits in.
I know. Oh. And what there's you, only so many you times you can just be like, yep.
What do you think's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen? I don't fucking know. I haven't seen this fucking thing. That's why we're at the cinema to watch it. But you fuck up.
Oh.
I remember going like a bit of, I was at a date years ago and it was Rocky Balboa came out.
Yeah.
And I was fucking couldn't wait to see it, right? Couldn't wait to see it. This must have been like 2006. So I remember getting the bus in and all the meter. Obviously didn't drive at the time. And went to Balmain Cinema, right? Got the fucking wee bag of popcorn, all that shit. Sitting in and all. But it just wouldn't fuck up. She wouldn't fuck up yet. Kept asking me all these questions. And then, like, do you know the build up, to do the montage and all? I was just put her hand on my dick. Put her hand on my dick, right? Right? And I know this sort of thing happens in the cinema, right? People get off on that sort of thing. But I remember moving her hand, going, listen, I've been busting to see this for about a fucking year. Would you fucking stop?
You can do it after. What movie was it?
Rocky Balboa.
I'll tell you what, if it was fucking Rocky, if it was Rocky 5, maybe, but not Rocky Balboa, right?
I was like, would you fucking catch yourself on? I'm trying to watch this, you cunt.
I mind my sister went to the cinema to see Rocky. I can't remember if like, let's say it was Rocky, right? She went to see Rocky Balboa, but she went up, it was the old Antrim cinema, and she went up and she goes, you could have two tickets to Rambo. The girl was like, what? Two tickets to Rambo, please. She's like, Rambo's not on. She goes, it is, I that fucking slut, that Steven Stallone guy. Fucking Rocky Balboa.
But them films are class. Even right up the fucking Creed and all. Brilliant.
I mean, I watched Creed 2 not long ago. I think he's directing the third one, actually. Michael B. Jordan.
Big Stallone's not involved, is he? No.
I don't think so. Apparently not.
That's when it'll fall to shit.
And the thing is, man, he just gets fucking better and better. Like, I love him. I fucking love that man.
I just see he's like a genuine fucking nice bloke.
Do your impression.
Hey, yo, Mick, you know, you should have seen me last night. I fought real good, you know. Who'd you fight, Rock? Fought Puerto Rico.
Who you fighting, you bum?
What are you gonna say, Mick? You put me in Skid Row, you know. Are you white tonight?
Even though it looks like a spider, it won't bite you.
snake. Open your prize. It might look like a snake, but it won't bite you.
Yeah, fuck it. I remember I had the DVD collection back home. It was like a belt. you know, opened up with a fucking belt.
Yes.
Sad bastard. I asked for that for Christmas. It was like my prized thing. Fucking loved it. Me and my mom watched one. Like when we got it, I watched one a night for like 5 days because it only went up to 5 at the time.
I know, and I keep like fucking good DVDs from like fucking things. I don't buy them anymore. But I mean, I kept a lot of ones that really good fucking films. I started with my mom. I was like, you need to get rid of some of that shit. Excuse me. Can we get rid of that? The fucking Rocky 1-5 in there. you can't just bin that.
Now, I'm just thinking as well, there'll be someone listening to this. It takes a while to listen to them sometimes, but I can guess what his favourite movie is. Now, I'll not say anything. I'll just say the movie and you'll know who you are, but your favourite movie is The Warriors. Do you know who I'm talking about, mate?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Fucking Warriors, mate. Warriors.
And he'll know. I remember he actually went and ate the game for the PlayStation 2.
I have it for the PS4. I downloaded it about a year ago. It's fucking brilliant. I'm actually stuck on a bit, so if you want to message me, you can help me with it.
He loved the Warriors. Probably still does. But we'll wait on his feedback.
In about 3 weeks when he fucking listens to it.
He's a busy man nowadays. Busy man.
I know, man. He's fucking doing well. It's good to see. So it is.
Yeah, that'll be my favourite films. Your favourite films sort of racked up a wee bit there. But there's nothing really interesting me nowadays. When you see a trailer for something, well, that looks fucking dung.
That Val Kilmer documentary looks fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That looks fucking... I didn't realise he was that bad.
No, I didn't know he had fucking throat cancer at all. I didn't know any of it. But it looks fucking...
At the end of it, he's like, this is my documentary. Fucking thought Tracy was fucking on it.
And I was like, who the fuck's that?
Hello, it's him. Fuck me.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we are. Well, I'm enjoying myself. You see, you want to go for a fucking wank, don't you?
No. Shit. No.
I've already finished. No, that'd be movies sort of wrapped up.
But like, all right, give me a second here. I'm going to type in here fucking new movies and we'll see what the fuck's coming up. You'll tell me what you think, right?
Right. Tell you what, though, it's not a movie, but it's the best thing I've ever watched, and I keep telling you to get it watched. Here, have you actually started watching it? The Sopranos, the best thing ever to watch.
Mate, no, like... I know we started it when you were here, and I don't know, I'm just a lazy fucking, I'm just lazy. Because there's how many series? Like, 8?
No, 6, I think 5 split into 2.
Because that's fucking better, isn't it? Fuck
that. I think 5 split into 2, but there's only, it's like 20 fucking episodes, there's a lot of hours of entertainment there. That's the best thing I've ever watched.
Oh, well.
Any of yous haven't fucking seen it, get it watched, because the film's coming out soon.
All right. Okay, so.
Right, let's run them down. Let's have a rundown of what's out the cinema.
All right, so ones that are coming out are, soon. So there's one called Stillwater, where Matt Damon, his daughter gets arrested for murdering her girlfriend or something, and he has to, try and get her out or some shit.
Right, well, that sounds fucking wank. How many times have I seen a film like that?
Eternals. It's like I think it's Marvel. I don't know. Might be DC. I think it's Marvel. It's got Angelina Jolie in it.
No.
Iron Man 4, Rise of Morgan Stark. Now, I don't know if this is real or not, because I don't know. Shit, this is on YouTube. I'm looking here. Trailers. I don't know if that's real or not. Shit.
See, see Iron Man, right? If I see if Iron Man was about a guy that just done ironing for people who are in the estate, I'd watch it.
You got a wee load there, Margaret. I do.
I do, Tony. I do. You drop around tomorrow for me.
Iron Man 4.
Iron Man 2, the fucking case of the missing boxers. Like, I'd watch it. If it was about a man, if it was about a man that just went round the fucking estate, done people's ironing, I would get more enjoyment out of watching that, to be honest.
Oh, fuck. All right. Here we go. Top Gun 2.
Well, yeah. I want to see it. I would want to see it, yes. First one's class. What's the song he sings the girl in the bar in the fucking first one?
You won't close your eyes anymore when I touch your lips.
Yeah.
There's no tenderness. Because baby, you know it. You lost that
love feeling.
Class. Ooh, what a song. Anyway, I'm actually excited for this because I love these fucking movies, but Hotel Transylvania 4, fucking Lightfall. Hotel Transylvania 4, Sing 2.
No.
Marvel Studios, What If? I don't know what that is.
Fuck me.
Blue Bayou. I don't know what it's about. Sweet Girl with Jason Momoa.
No.
Oh, this is a show, The North Water. I haven't seen the trailer yet, but it looks good. It's got Stephen Graham. Anything with Stephen Graham, fucking check it out. This Is England, mate. This Is England would have to be in my top fucking 10 as well. But that TV show is honestly, I watch it. I think I watch that like all three series in the movie at least twice a year.
That's class.
It's fucking horribly like accurate. Do you know what I mean? Just how realistic it is. Venom 2.
No.
Suicide Squad.
No. This is the problem. These are all fucking shite.
There's a new Vince Vaughn movie called Queen Pins.
Okay.
I don't know what it's about. Like, there's a Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie called Mr. Corman.
Yeah, but he's always worth a watch. So is Vince Vaughn, actually. Usually get a fucking laugh.
You
got that love and feeling. Ooh, that love.
That's probably about it, man. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Fucking why? Why? Why are you thinking of shit?
Jungle Cruise.
No. That's with a rock and stuff in it. Like, I've not been advertising it for about 10 years.
Yeah, I know. And like Georgia, the trailer came on and Georgia looked at me and just summed it all up. She goes, "Is that not just like Jumanji?" And I was like, "Well, yeah." It is just pish. Fucking shite.
Shite. The first Jumanji was fucking brilliant.
Oh, unreal.
The new ones are fucking their embarrassment.
I actually went to the cinema to see the last one with Georgia. Like, fucking. It's entertaining, but it's just not the same. Just call it something else. Oh, that new fucking The Shrink Next Door with Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd looks good, actually.
Yeah, you sent me that. Actually, it does look good.
And then there's one with Mark Wahlberg called Joe Bell, which like it's about the young kid, the gay kid who killed himself a few years back, and the dad goes like runs around America, like you know to raise awareness. It actually looks oh mate, it's horrible. Like it's obviously a true story, fucking heartbreaking. And I think when he was running around to raise awareness and money and stuff for his son, he got hit by a truck.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to watch the movie now, but that's obviously the like, you know, I knew the story of it, but they've made the movie and stuff. It looks fucking horrible. Like, just so fucking sad.
But yeah, that's the sort of things I'll watch. That's the sort of thing that appeals to me. I'll watch that. Like, it was like that Green Book with Viggo Mortensen a couple of years ago. That was fucking brilliant. Yeah, brilliant film.
Brilliant film.
No capes, no fucking masks, no explosions, no shit. Just fucking real.
Unreal. Like that, what was that other movie we watched recently? I've seen it a few times. The Fundamentals of Caring.
Yeah.
It's a good fucking film, that.
The things he got, they speak to me. None of that's fucking nonsense. A guy running about in a fucking rubber suit. Like, I can't have it. I just can't bring myself to watch it. It actually embarrasses me. It actually embarrasses me, and then you see grown men running about with fucking t-shirts of it, you're going, fuck sake, mate, feel like. I seen a guy the other day with like fucking Ant-Man t-shirt. He's like, fucking catch yourself on. Ant-Man, like, what the fuck is that? Ant-Man. He's an ant. Nonsense. Fucking nonsense. Jesus fucking Christ. Like, what's the who's going for one next year? It's like fucking Beetle Boy. You know what I mean?
The other thing is, it probably is called that.
What's the wee things you used to see? You don't really see that much. I remember the wee red fucking insects you see them on walls and shit.
Oh, like the things that sucked your blood. What were they? Do you remember the wee tiny, tiny red things? What were they?
I don't know. I haven't seen them in years.
Bloodsuckers, what were they called?
That'll be the next one. Bloodsucker. Then Bloodsucker fucking 2. Right?
Midgey man.
Another one. Another like fucking grasshopper. You know what I mean?
fucking Midgey man. fuck me.
I know. And they'll have somebody massive. It'll be like, your man, Jason Momoa, is the fucking midgey man. Jason Statham is Bloodsucker. Shit. Fucking shit. They've been doing ones about fucking crabs. So they're all...
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, this summer is... Daddy Long Legs.
It's fucking pathetic. This fall, John Cena is the butterfly. It's just like fucking John Cena coming out of a fucking chrysalis at the start. in somebody's fucking garden. Have a pathetic.
Oh, Jesus. This fall, Dave Pite. Dave Bautista stars as Slug Boy.
I could do this shit all day.
Oh, fucking hell. Brandon Fraser stars as Mothman.
I think there is a fucking Mothman. I've seen that, the Mothman. I think it was out in the fucking 80s.
The Mothman. He just chews on your fucking clothes.
He's just fucking flying about a fucking light bulb.
Fucking hell. I forgot we're doing an episode here. We're just fucking laughing.
I know people switched off. I don't care.
Wow, there.
Fuck's sake. I'm actually trying to think of more. A lot of people's run through my fucking head here too. But I'm running out of insects. Fuck's sake.
Oh, dear. Oh, fuck me. All right, will we start wrapping it up?
Yeah, I think so. I think I was inevitable. Oh, I can't even say that word. Inevitable.
All right, well, please send us a message if you like that wee episode. If you've any ideas of what we could do for the next one, if you want to share us your top five, fucking movies, that would be amazing. That'll do.
If there's any fucking Marvel in it, you're getting deleted and blocked.
Midgey Man. We make Midgey Man t-shirts. Midgey Man.
Oh, Jesus. Great.
All right. All right. Okay, here we go. I'm trying to remember what I'm singing. Okay.
Breakfast Club.
Oh, yep. Thank you. Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out, man. Love's strange, so real in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets into your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Don't you get endless, forget about me. I'm not fucking done. Me, look my way and never love me. Rain keeps falling down. Yeah, will you recognize me? Call my name, walk on by. Rain keeps falling down. Hey, it's Midgey Man. All right. I'll see you later, man.
All the best now. Take care.
Bye. See ya.